Nrupa, my dear king. Translation. My dear Parikshit, the demigods in heaven resoundingly played their conch shells and kettle drums, and the best of the Gandharvas, led by Tumburu, began to sing. There is no purport, so we'll go to the next verse. Text 33, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Surrounded by his loving cowherd boyfriends and Lord Balaram, Krishna then went off to the place where he had been tending his cows. The cowherd girls returned to their homes, singing joyfully about the lifting of Govardhan Hill and other glorious deeds performed by Lord Krishna, who had so deeply touched their hearts. Purport. Before returning to their homes, the gopis shared intimate association with their lover, Sri Krishna, by exchanging secret glances. Ordinarily, they could not publicly talk about Krishna, since they were chaste young girls in a religious village. But now they took advantage of this wonderful exhibition by the Lord and freely sang of his beautiful qualities. It is natural that a young man wants to do something wonderful in the presence of a beautiful young girl. The gopis were the most beautiful and pure-hearted young girls, and Sri Krishna performed the most wonderful activities in their presence. Thus he entered deep within their tender hearts, enlivening their eternal devotion to him. The saying, the purport of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 25th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, Lord Krishna Lifts Govardhan Hill. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobheshtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Namaum Vishna Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosupe Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So here in these two verses we can see that this pastime of lift him on Govardhan Hill is over now. And everyone is returning back to their homes. And while going back also, sometimes here Shukadeva Goswami is giving the details. Even while going back, there are some pastimes happening. So it is quite important to understand and what are these details why Shukadeva Goswami is telling, and what is the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, what is the significance of Govardhan Hill in our parampara, that we will try to see. Because here in these pastimes there are Indra is involved, Lord Krishna, his friends, coward friends, girls, boys, they are involved. And most importantly, Shri Giriraj, Govardhan Hill, is also involved. So we have seen devotees in the previous Bhagavatam classes, they have wonderfully glorified all different aspects of this Leela, pastime. And we'll see what is our Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Parampara, or what our Acharyas explain, or what is the significance of Shri Vrindavan Dham, Shri Giriraj in our Parampara. So according to Srila Rupa Goswami, he explains that Mathura, the land of Mathura, is more superior than Vaikuntha Lokas. This is quite important. Sometimes we may just read it and just go to the next line, what next it is said. But if we just try to meditate on this point, that Mathura, the land of Mathura, is more important than Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Lokas are in the spiritual world and Mathura is here in this material world. But according to Srila Rupa Goswami, he is saying that Mathura is more important. Why? Because Lord Krishna appeared at this very place. That's how it is so important for us, that Lord Krishna, when he came in this material world during Dwapar Yuga, he took birth in the land of Mathura. So therefore Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining that this is more important for us. And then Vrindavan is more superior to Mathura because of Krishna's intimate pastimes with his friends and Srimati Radharani. So Vrindavan is more superior than Mathura. And superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan. Because this Govardhan Hill was lifted by Lord Krishna on his left hand, on the smallest finger of his left hand. and in Govardhan Hill also, Radha Kund is more superior than Govardhan Hill. Because there, Srimati Radharani and Krishna's, there are intimate pastimes are there, which are very, very deep subject matter. So, Rupa Goswami explains this, that this is how important Govardhan Hill is for us. And therefore, we can see that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, when after taking sannyas, he was so much in ecstasy of going to Vrindavan. He was always meditating that I want to go to Vrindavan. And in the very first beginning, his attempt was foiled by his associates, and they tricked him. He was going in Vrindavan, but he was tricked and he landed in Shantipur. But later on, again when he was going to Vrindavan, that time after Jagannath Rath Yatra, he decided to go to Vrindavan. And he took one personal servant with him, Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And they started journey early in the morning. And as we see that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the way to Vrindavan, at that time there were no transportation like cars or airplanes. They would just walk. And it was a forest. It was a forest area through which they had to pass through. And we can see that when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed through this forest of Jharkhand, at that time he made all the animals, tigers, lions and so many wild animals, chant and dance in ecstasy, chanting the holy name. And they forgot their animosity. So that was the first pastime he performed. Then later on, when he was going ahead, I think he met that Maharashtrian Brahmana at Varanasi somewhere. And then when he reached Vrindavan, that time his ecstasy was increasing because he was so much absorbed in the thoughts of Vrindavan. And as we see that when Lord Krishna was there during Dwapar Yuga, he left Vrindavan and he promised his friends, gopas and gopis, that he would come back to Vrindavan. But he never came. He did not come. And that time all the devotees, they were so much in intense separation from Lord Krishna. But now Lord Chaitanya is coming back again to Vrindavan. Not in the same incarnation, but in his next incarnation. And as you know that the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord does not deteriorate like our material body. And even the material body is deteriorated, the soul transmigrates from one body to another. So we forget whatever we had done in the previous lives. Sometimes even in this life we forget a lot of things. So when we completely change the body by laws of material nature, we forget. Sometimes some people may remember, but not all, especially small children may remember. There are a lot of cases of reincarnation and all. But usually people forget about their previous lives. And sometimes it is better we forget. Otherwise, if we remember too many things, we won't be able to focus properly. We'll be having identity crisis maybe. Who we are. So, Lord, because the transcendental body of the Lord, it does not deteriorate. Ajopi sannavayatma. Bhutanam Ishwara Visan. Prakrutim Swamahishtabhya Sambhavami Atma Maya. He explains in Bhagavad Gita that I appear through my internal potency, Atma Maya. And Ajopi, I never take birth. Sannavayatma, my transcendental body never deteriorates. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada explains that because he doesn't change his body. His body is not changed. And it is completely spiritual. So there is no question of changing the body. So therefore he does not forget. There is no question of forgetfulness for the Lord. And in that way, the Supreme Lord remembers everything. Whatever he had done in his previous incarnations, whatever is going to happen in the future also, he knows everything. And all about our past, present, future, everything he knows. So that Supreme Lord is coming back to Vrindavan now to keep his promise. He had made that promise to his devotees that he will come back. So now he is coming back to that holy abode of Vrindavan, which is a very, very transcendental place. It is not to be considered to be on the material platform. Even Mathura is not to be considered on the material platform, that this is a particular piece of land and we can purchase the place or something, which is a very, very divine abode. We should always have that kind of reverence. And therefore, devotees going to Vrindavan, especially during Yatra, they should develop this kind of mood. Or they should prepare their consciousness for going to this holy abode. And especially, I remember when I come in the very beginning of the movement, at least I mean in the ashram, that time we were planning to go to Vrindavan Yatra. And this was the first time we were going, at least for me. So that time there were a lot of instructions given that you had to, how you should prepare your consciousness, how you should behave in holy dham. It should be always, we should keep that awe and reverence, that grateful attitude. And always looking for services, that let me do some more services in the holy dham. So we are prepared that consciousness, that this is how it is important, that we should not go to the holy dham just to have some picnic or something, or visiting these holy places or the wonderful spots. But we should go there to serve the holy dham, and to serve the Vrajavasis, And especially we are specially told not to offend any Vrajavasis, whatever they may be doing. We should not find faults with them. Even the we may see sometimes there is lot of sewage and garbage and so many sometimes animals, dogs or pigs. But we have to see them from the divine vision or the higher vision, that they are not ordinary living entities. They are all Dhamvasis. Because they have taken birth in that holy place, they are special. And whatever faults may be there, apparently faults, that we should try to overlook them. So when we develop that mood, then we'll be able to actually perceive Vrindavan. We'll be able to actually understand what is Vrindavan. And now also, after so many years, now it has become so much commercialized. But still, devotees should see that the transcendental abode, it is not the ordinary abode. It has its own purity. And there are pastimes happening eternally, aprakat lila. So therefore, there are so many sages and rishis who perform tapasya there, and there are still so many great saints living in holy dham of Vrindavan, and they are continuing their bhajans. So they are all worshipable. We should try to develop that kind of mood. Then we'll not offend anyone, and we'll be able to see everyone in a proper consciousness. So Lord Chaitanya himself is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For him these instructions are not needed. He himself is the Supreme Lord, and this is his abode. And in fact, the Supreme Lord never takes one step out of Vrindavan. It is not that he has moved out of Vrindavan. But he is always there. For us, those who may have material vision, we may see that physically there may be differences, or we may see that physically somebody is not present at a place, that means he is not there. But for the Lord, there is no difference. Everything is spiritual. Everything is transcendental. So therefore, although he may be apparently approaching Vrindavan, he is always there in Vrindavan. But to guide us, like us, the living entities, the conditioned souls, he is performing these wonderful pastimes. And then, when he is approaching the place, he first reached the place called Arivgram. This place is a place where Arishtasur was killed by Lord Krishna. So he remembers that definitely. Lord Chaitanya remembers that he had killed. But he is seeing that he is searching for the places, the holy places of Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And he inquired also, where is Radha Kund, where is Shyam Kund? Because that time these two kundas were made, big lakes were made by Lord Krishna himself, Shyam Kund and Srimati Radharani, Radha Kund, just adjacent to each other, these two wonderful lakes. So, Lord, when he's approaching the holy place, he's remembering all the previous pastimes which had happened in his previous incarnation. and is searching for these places. That was his mood actually. Where is Shyam Kund? Where is Radha Kund? So when he inquired, then the people, it was not visible to the ordinary people, because these places had become lost because of influence of time, because of so many other activities happening. But of course, Lord could understand where is the exact place. And he went to these, he went to the paddy fields, where there were two small ponds were there, just water ponds in the paddy field. And he went there and took his bath there. And he started glorifying this Radha Kund. And people were watching that what this sannyasi is doing in this paddy field. He's just taking bath in a small pond. Then later on, he told that these are not ordinary lakes or ponds, but these are special. And later on he gave that instruction to Raghunath Das Goswami to excavate this and develop these places. So we'll see that also if time permits. So in that way we can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave so much importance to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And Radha Kund and Shyam Kund are considered to be the eyes of Govardhan. Govardhan Hill is not a ordinary mountain. It's not a, but it is said that this Govardhan Hill is in the form of a peacock. Peacock is putting his head down, and these two eyes, Shyam Kund and Radha Kund, are said to be the two eyes of this Govardhan. So therefore Govardhan is also a person actually. We should not consider that it is just a piece of stone, or there are nice stones sometimes we can pick up. We should not think in that way. In fact, it is explained that one should not pick up any stone from Vrindavan without the permission of special devotees, or unless somebody gives Govardhan Shila, one should not worship. And even if somebody wants to take Govardhan Shila, then he has to put as much weight as that of a gold in replacement. We cannot just think that maybe I'll take 10 grams of Govardhan Shila or 100 grams. We can't calculate in that way. Govardhan is not different from the Supreme Lord. So therefore these are some instructions given in different scriptures. So therefore this Govardhan Hill is a very very special hill or mountain. And it is explained that the story of this Govardhan Hill, when Nanda Maharaj, he asked his brother Sananda, what is the story of this Govardhan? How it has come here in Vrindavan? So that time he quoted the conversation between Maharaj Pandu and Bhishma Pitamaha. When Maharaj Pandu was there, that time he had inquired to Bhishma Pitamaha. Very very old narration. And that time Bhishma Pitamaha told the story of Govardhan. And he told that Govardhan is a very, very special. And how he appeared? Bhishma Pitama told that when Lord Krishna was talking to Srimati Radharani in the spiritual world, that he wants to take birth or he wants to appear. And he was requesting Srimati Radharani also to appear. That time Srimati Radharani told that, I won't come if there is no Yamuna, or if there is no Vrindavan, or if there is no Govardhan. So, how important it is for us also, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, that Govardhan has so much important role in our lives. So that's how when Lord was appearing before, he told that this, I have sent already Vrindavan Dham, it has already manifested there, and this Govardhana hill also, which is the son of Dronachal, that also it appeared. And when this Govardhan appeared on the western part of Bharatvarsha in the Shamali Dweep, that time everyone was very happy to see this beautiful Govardhan hill, because it had wonderful trees, caves, creepers, then wonderful animals, deers, birds chirping, wonderful lakes, very, very perfect place, even for great sages to meditate. So when this Govardhan appeared, that time everyone was very jubilant, very, very happy to see this wonderful mountain appearing. And they came, many demigods came, they offered circumambulated Govardhan, they offered worship, and they appointed him as the crest jewel of all the mountains, Giriraj, that he is the king of all mountains, Govardhan hill. And in that way, Govardhan hill was worshipped in the very beginning, in the Satya Yuga time. So then, that time, Govardhan hill was there, on the higher peaks there, on the Himalayas, that side. Then, Pulastya Muni, who is from Varanasi, he saw that this is a wonderful mountain and it is a very ideal place for me to meditate. So that time he approached Dronachal, his father, Govardhan's father, that please give me Govardhan. I want to carry to Varanasi, because I can see that it is a wonderful place and it can give liberation to so many people. So that time Dronachal started crying, because he could not see the separation from his son. Govardhan is going to leave. So he started crying. So that time Govardhan said that, don't worry. He said that, I will go. He just didn't want Pulastya Muni to curse. So he said that, I will go with him, don't worry. And he put one condition. He said that, if you put me down anywhere, then I will not move. So that was the condition. So Pulastya Muni agreed, okay, no problem, I will take you without putting down anywhere. And he lifted him on his left hand. He also was very powerful, Purastha Muni. So he lifted Govardhan's hill and carrying in the air and flying. So when he was passing over this area of Vrindavan, that time in the evening, some other he developed this urge to respond to nature. So that is very difficult to overcome. So he has to leave, one has to leave all the activities. So he thought that let me put down for some time and then again I'll carry him. So he kept him down for some time. He did all the activities and again came to lift him. Now Govardhan was not moving at all. He was more heavier than the Himalaya mountain. So that time, Purastha Muni became very angry. How? You are not moving, you are not obeying me. So he cursed him. He cursed him that he will reduce in size every day to the size of sesame seed. So little by little every day he is reducing in size. And that was in Satya Yuga, many, many millions of years before. That time Govardhan was quite wide, long, something like, I don't know, 74 miles or something long. Quite wide also, huge, and 12 miles high. Now we just see a little bit. So now he is reducing in size, and very, very imperceptibly it is size is reducing. And it is explained that Yamuna and Govardhan, they are as long as they are there, the influence of Kali Yuga will not act. But after 10,000 years, when they will disappear, then influence of Kali Yuga will become more powerful. So therefore we should take shelter of Govardhan as much as possible and try to come out of this cycle of birth and death. So Govardhan was there in Vrindavan since Satya Yuga. And then in the Treta Yuga, when Lord Ram came, that time Hanumanji was trying to build bridge over Lanka. To reach Lanka, he was trying to build a bridge. So as you know, Hanumanji is very, very powerful. He could lift big, big mountains and boulders, and he was just searching for big, big rocks. And he was searching everywhere. That was his mission in his life, to build a bridge to reach to Lanka, to find Sita. So that time he came to Govardhan. He didn't leave any mountain. He tried to lift, but Hanumanji with his all power could not lift Govardhan. So then he understood that yes, this mountain must be a special mountain. It must be the devotee of the Lord. He could understand. So he circumambulated, worshipped, and he understood, and Govardhan revealed that he also wants to serve Lord Ram in his mission. And he said that, okay, you are serving Lord Ram, I want to see Lord Ram. So he was ready to go. But then some voice came from the sky and it told that now the mission is over. I mean, now there is no need of any more stones or boulders. So he just kept it back. Giriraji just kept it back. So he was very morose. Govardhan was very morose. He was thinking that I could not serve. So then he said that I'll go back to Lord Ram and tell that he could not serve. So he went back. So Lord Ram told him not to worry, because in my next incarnation I'm coming back as Lord Krishna and Balaram, and we'll perform wonderful pastimes on Govardhan. So you should not worry about that. So Govardhan was waiting for so many years. So in this way we can see that this Govardhan has been there for many years. And later on, when this Govardhan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to this place of Sri Vrindavan, that time he saw these two places, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. Then later on he proceeded further and he came to Sumanas Lake, Kusum Sarovar. He took his bath there and he came to the place of Haridev Mandir. Haridev is an incarnation of Narayan, Lord Narayan. So he took darshan there and started chanting in ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in ecstasy in that temple, and all the priests gathered around. They were very happy to see this wonderful sannyasi chanting and dancing. They received him very nicely. And in that way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was establishing the proper mood of approaching Vrindavan, or before performing Govardhan Parikrama, circumambulation of Govardhan Hill, one has to take darshan of Haridev, then take bath in Mansi Ganga, and then in the proper mood one should try to circumambulate the Govardhan Hill. Because Govardhan is not different from Lord Krishna. Krishna is has manifested in this wonderful mountain, and it is also Haridasa Varya. It is the best of the devotees. And it is serving the Supreme Lord in his wonderful pastimes. So therefore, to serve the wonderful Govardhan mountain is in the mood of servant of the servant, because he is the best of the servants. And to serve Govardhan is to become the servant of the servant. So therefore one should have that kind of proper mood before circumambulating the Govardhan Hill. So in that way Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was establishing the proper mood, the proper principle, or what the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya devotees should follow in their lives in the future. So that was very important. And then later on Lord Chaitanya took bath in Mansi Ganga, and the glories of Mansi Ganga are also quite big, large. Many stories are there, and his Mansi Ganga is not different from Ganga. And it is explained that when Nanda Maharaj, somebody was asking the glories of this Mansi Ganga. That time it was explained that once Garudadev, it caught hold of one snake. It caught one big snake and was flying over this Mansi Ganga. At that time, the tail of that snake touched the waters of Ganga. And the water of Ganga was so purifying that just by touch of that water, that snake assumed the form of Vishnu. Vishnu, associate of Vishnu, Parshad. So as soon as Gurudev saw that, whom I am holding, I am holding not snake, but it is a Parshad of Vishnu. So immediately he put him on his back, from in the claws of his feet to on the back, and carried him to Vaikuntha Loka. So instead of becoming the food, he had to serve that snake. So that's how it is so glorified, actually, the Mansi Ganga. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath there, and then he started circumambulating. So later on it is explained that there was a deity of Gopal on Govardhan. And usually our devotees also, they don't step on Govardhan, because it is not different from Lord Krishna. How can we step over the body of Lord? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also in that mood, he never stepped on Govardhan. And as he was taking rest in the temple of Haridev in the night, he was thinking that how can I get darshan of Gopal? He is on the top and I can't climb. So as he was just thinking about those thoughts were coming, next day some kind of rumor spread. Lord Gopal spread some rumors, and it is explained that the rumors were that the Turkish soldiers are going to attack this town or the village, and everyone should vacate, or they should bring the Gopal to a safe place from the top. So some devotees, the pujaris, they brought Gopal down and they hid him in some brahmana's house, and they were secretly worshipping. And when this news came that Lord Gopal has come down and some Granthuli village, Granthuli gram, that time Lord Chaitanya went to take darshan of Gopal. And in that way, many days Lord Chaitanya could get darshan of Gopal. And again the rumors vanished and Lord went back. So that was how Lord was reciprocating. Lord Gopal was reciprocating with the pure desire of the Supreme Lord. So then later, it is explained that how later on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he circumambulated, he took bath in various places, various kundas, Govind Kund and many places. And even his disciples, the Goswamis, he had given instructions. Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they were given instruction to excavate the holy places and to establish wonderful temples in Vrindavan. That was the instruction given. And as we know that Sanatan Goswami also used to circumambulate Govardhan Hill every day. That was his regulative principle. Every day circumambulating Govardhan, chanting almost 1 lakh names, 64 rounds daily. So that was the kind of discipline or spiritual practices they perform. And Sanatana Goswami was so dear to all the Vrajavasis that he would just go to any devotee's house. He could talk with them and he would ask about their welfare, what are they doing, so many things. And devotees of those Vrajavasis, they would just simply love Sanatana Goswami. And when Sanatana Goswami would come to the next village, they would just go to receive him. Sanatana Goswami is coming. And when he is leaving, they would be in deep separation. They would be crying that Sanatana Goswami is leaving now. So much dear Sanatana Goswami was to all the Vrajavasis. And even it is said that when Sanatana Goswami disappeared, I think on the Vyas Puja, Vyas Purnima time, the Chaturmas begins that time. All the Brajavasis, they circumambulate Govardhan Hill. And thousands and thousands of devotees, they circumambulate on that day. Just to offer prayers to Sanatana Goswami for his remembrance, for his wonderful services. So that's how we can see that how our acharyas also have so much important role in the worship of Govardhan. And then Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, as many devotees have glorified, was a renunciation personified, Vairagya Murti. He was having such kind of renunciation that one cannot imagine. And he was from such a wealthy family. He gave up everything and was staying as a very, very simple mendicant in Puri. And then later when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gifted him Govardhan Shila, which was given to some sannyasi to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had worshipped that Shila for almost 2 years and Gunjamala. So Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, when he got the Shila and Gunjamala, he thought that Lord has given me shelter at Govardhan Hill, which is not different from Lord Krishna, and service of Srimati Radharani, which represents Gunjamala. So in that way, Raghunath Das Goswami saw that how he accepted those wonderful gifts and he was worshipping them. And as we see that Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was on the banks of Radha Kund, he used to do his bhajan, he used to sit and chant. And he would just sit. And sometimes in Vrindavan we can see that summer time it's a very, very scorching heat. One cannot even be there in Vrindavan. But he would sit and do his bhajan. That time once Sanatana Goswami was approaching. And Raghunath Das Goswami is doing his bhajan in the sun. And there was tiger approaching. And he saw, Sanatan Goswami saw that Lord Krishna has appeared there with stick in his hand and standing next to Raghunath Das Goswami and trying to protect Raghunath Das Goswami. And then another time when he was doing his bhajan, that time Srimati Radharani appeared and trying to cover Raghunath Das Goswami from with the help of her sari, trying to protect him from scorching heat of sun. And at the same time Srimati Radharani is perspiring heavily. So when Sanatan Goswami saw that this is what is happening, that time he approached Raghunath Das Goswami and told that, what is our mood of Gaudiya Parampara? That we never take service from Krishna or Srimati Radharani, but your bhajan, because of your this wonderful bhajan, they are coming and trying to serve you. So that is not proper. Maybe you should have some kind of kutir where you sit and comfortably chant holy names. So when Raghunath Das Goswami, he heard this, when he realized this is what was happening, then he accepted to have a bhajan kutir, small bhajan kutir near Radha Kund, and still there is bhajan kutir on the banks of Radha Kund on the Parikrama Marg. And that was, Srila Prabhupada explains that was the beginning of bhajan kutir system in Vrindavan. That's how it started. So, and for us also, on the banks of Radha Kund, Srila Prabhupada was given instruction by his spiritual master. If you ever get books, if you ever get money, you should print books. That was the instruction. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, he saw that is the greatest need. That there were a lot of disturbances in that time in Gaudiya Ashram. But he said that we are losing the focus. We are not focusing on the preaching. Sometimes in the big institution it may happen. One may get comfortable living like that. But he wanted to preach. He wanted that there are so many conditioned souls. They don't know anything about this, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are so close to mercy. But because of this influence of Kali Yuga, they are so far. So somebody should give them this connection. They should be getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how it will happen? Through printing of books, which is like a Brihad Murdanga. So that was the mood of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, that he wanted the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this wonderful gift which is so easily available in this Kali Yuga. He wanted that mercy to reach to all the conditioned souls. So therefore, he gave that instruction to Srila Prabhupada, who at that time was householder. Apparently we may think that he was entangled into his mortal life, but Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur could see that he is the right candidate. He is a person who will carry the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And in that way we can see that later on how Srila Prabhupada, he established ISKCON and he established so many temples, and because of that we are getting the mercy of Srimadi Radharani and Shri Radha Gopina. So in that way we can see that how this, the highest things, what is something of the topmost things of the spiritual world has come so close to us. And therefore when we develop this mood of servant of the servant and we serve in that mood, then we may get a glimpse of what is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, or what is the mercy of Srimati Radharani, or in this month especially, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments? Any question? Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.